President Bush is wasting no time taking advantage of Republican control in the Senate. The president has renominated a pair of conservative judges who were both rejected in committee last year when Democrats were in control. The renaming of Priscilla Owen of Texas has angered abortion rights supporters, and Charles Pickering Sr. of Mississippi has prompted even louder protests because of questions about his civil rights record and his close ties to his chief supporter, Senator Trent Lott. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
When Republicans won back the U.S. Senate in November, it breathed new life into the nominations of Judges Owen and Pickering to the Federal Appeals Court. But then came the controversy over race that cost Senator Lott his leadership job. Lott's sponsorship of Pickering led some to believe the White House would not want to renew the nomination of the federal trial judge from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Pickering's record on race relations has been widely criticized. Among other things, in 1994, he lobbied for a lenient sentence below the minimum mandatory sentence for a man convicted of burning a cross on the property of an interracial couple. But late yesterday, when the White House submitted a list of 30 judicial nominations to the Senate, there was Pickering's name. Today, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer was asked why the president is standing by the judge.
He believes that Judge Pickering has an excellent record and deserves support from the Senate.
The Senate may go along this time, given the Republicans' return to majority status. But Wade Henderson of the organization the Leadership Council on Civil Rights said he had hoped the nomination was dead, largely because of last month's furor over Lott, whose farewell tribute to Senator Strom Thurmond seemed nostalgic for the days of segregation.
We were pleased that the president sought to distance himself from the comments of Trent Lott. At the same time, the president has chosen to nominate individuals for the federal court with a demonstrated hostility to civil rights protections for the very same Americans for whom he has spoken, you know, so supportively in response to Senator Lott's comments.
In the U.S. Senate, where the Pickering nomination will be considered, Democrats, too, expressed some disbelief. Charles Schumer of New York says Judge Pickering has been guilty of, quote, glaring racial insensitivity.
To me, this is a moral issue. And particularly in light of what we went through in the last few weeks, I mean, it's almost as if the White House is saying, never mind, that they sort of exorcised the demons that have been with us for 200 years, 300 years, by simply working behind the scenes against Trent Lott.
Schumer and other Democrats have vowed to do all in their power as senators to once again derail the Pickering nomination. The Republican leadership, however, offered words of support for Judge Pickering today. The new majority leader, Bill Frist of Tennessee, was at first reluctant to discuss the nomination, then relented.
Let me say that Judge Pickering is, I believe, extraordinarily qualified based on what I've heard to serve as an appellate judge. The American Bar Association gave Judge Pickering a well-qualified rating, a rating that the Democrats in the past have said is the gold standard.
Frist aide later said those statements should only be considered a call for a fair hearing for Pickering and not yet a formal endorsement. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.